You have one unheard message.
Hi, I was calling Current, the influencer marketing platform, but I think I just got redirected to a bunch of people listening to a podcast. Well, anyways, I was calling Current because I was told they could help get my brand set up on TikTok Shop and even build out an affiliate program of content creators promoting my brand and even have those content creators go on live streams and promote my product there. Wow, I could really use Current. I also heard that the brands they work with are making millions in sales. I guess I'll just go to their website at current.tech.
Hi.
Hey, guys.
Well, we are currently on MJF Watch. Now, we're not watching, but we're on MJF Watch.
I don't know. Maybe we should be watching.
I am not giving them $60.
I know. I wish we could find like a way to bootleg it.
$60 after tax? It's like $60, guys.
That's crazy.
I can watch Slammiversary for 40. What the fuck? So anyway, if you're under a rock for the past little over 24 hours, MJF is MIA. So he had a meet and greet yesterday at AEW Fan Fest because, you know, they can't do StarCast anymore. And he did not show up to his sold out meet and greet.
How much do people pay to meet MJF?
I don't know, but people, apparently it was enough money where people were like,
I should see if I can find out because I'm curious now.
Hold on. MJF. Let's try to find out. Let's find out.
But there's going to be somebody complaining saying, I paid this amount of money and didn't get $100. $100.
That's
I'd be mad.
I paid $100 to see Wyndham and it was worth it.
I would be so pissed.
Well, that's what you do when you meet MJF. Like, I'm sorry, I have no sympathy for them. They were on Sean Ross Sapp did an episode of the Fightful thing last night as everything unfolded. And all these people were like, I paid money to see MJF. And I'm like, that's your fault.
Mm-hmm. That was your first mistake.
That's your own fucking fault, for one.
That was your first mistake.
You're fucking kidding me, right? Like, MJF's cool, but I wouldn't pay to meet MJF.
I wouldn't pay $100.
Maybe like maybe 50, 10, 20, 20. Maybe pay 20. I mean, think about it this way. Kevin Nash at StarCast is 50. Hmm. So.
Mm-mm.
I think Bret Hart's like 100.
Wow.
You can pay as much as meeting Bret Hart. For meeting MJF. Which, by the way, I think I want to meet Kevin Nash. I think I might pull the trigger on the Kevin Nash one. I've never met Kevin Nash. I feel like that'd be fun. Anyway, so he no-showed. And then there was this whole fiasco last night that he supposedly had somebody book him a flight from Vegas to New York, which is where he currently resides. And there was like a will they, won't they kind of a thing. And a lot of the Friends gif from the Friends finale when he's like, get off the plane. And then Rachel's like, I got off the plane. a lot of that happened. And he, at least from what I heard, did not get on the flight.
Mm.
And people were like, well, why would he make Tony Khan buy him a last minute ticket from Las Vegas to New York? Imagine how much that cost.
Hmm.
And I said, to fuck with him. Hello. Wouldn't you?
I mean,
that ticket had to have been over $1,000. That's the level of pettiness that I wish. And you just go to the airport, you're like, I think I'm gonna stay. Just like get back in the car. I think I'm staying.
Drag this out a little longer.
Yeah. I think I'm gonna go sit at the blackjack table now. Bye. But apparently in less than 30 minutes, he is supposed to be coming out. So you will hear us either.
He's supposed to come out at the beginning?
He's the first match.
Oh.
So either he's going to show up, and I have a whole, like, that doesn't mean shit. If he shows up, he probably got threatened with lawyers and shit. Or he doesn't show up, and that shit's going to be funny. So, as you know, we live for moments like this where Tony Khan has egg on his face. So, do you think he'll show up?
Well, there's that rumor going around Twitter that Goldberg's gonna be in his
place. Which at that point, I'm like, take him. Fucking take him. You can have him.
I don't know. Like, part of me says I could totally see that because Tony Khan would love that.
I know, but also, like, think about it this way. That means we don't have to see Goldberg.
Right, that too. But, I mean, yes. I can see Tony Khan being okay with that in a way. I'm going to say he does.
Can we just say if it is Goldberg, how funny it's going to be to hear these AEW fans going like, oh, my God, Goldberg's so great. Guys, he's, like, amazing. He's a legend. He's better than
Brock Lesnar.
He's better than Brock. Better than Roman. Oh, my God. You know, the Fiend, he deserved to lose to Goldberg.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, because apparently the talk of this whole fan fest thing was how everybody hates Cody now. They all hate Cody.
Which, don't get me wrong, I still don't like Cody.
I don't like Cody. But it's hilarious the fact that these fucking idiots are like, Cody's so toxic. When, like, 6 months ago, they were, like, sucking his dick in public. What happened? Tell me what happened. Now, we're not pro Cody. But, you know, this whole thing has kind of taught me something, too. How much of this was the Bucks and Tony Khan?
Mm-hmm.
Also, I'm gonna need Cody to do a shoot interview because that Austin thing was cool, but I want to hear, like, the tea.
One day,
because I feel like some shit went down and everybody's being too fucking nice about it. So
you have one unheard message.
Hi, I was calling Current, the influencer marketing platform, but I think I just got redirected to a bunch of people listening to a podcast. Well, anyways, I was calling Current because I was told they could help get my brand set up on TikTok Shop and even build out an affiliate program of content creators promoting my brand and even have those content creators go on live streams and promote my product there. Wow. I could really use Current. I also heard that the brands they work with are making millions in sales. I guess I'll just go to their website at current.tech.
Our bodies come in different shapes and sizes, so doesn't it make sense that our weight loss plans should too? That's the beauty of Noom. They build a personal plan that factors in dietary restrictions, medical issues, and other personal needs so your plan works for you. Noom doesn't restrict or shame when you want to treat yourself. Their flexible program focuses on progress instead of perfection. You don't have to give up carbs or anything. And with their daily lessons, you can learn something new about your food choices every day. After just a few days of using the app, I learned how to recognize cues for overeating and how to choose the right foods to feel full. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com. And check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living. Available to buy now wherever books are sold.
I do think he will show up though, but I feel like it's going to be one of those like, shit, he might do a pipe bomb, walk out and be like, I am contractually obligated to be here. So that's why I'm here.
And then he like lays down in the ring and just, it's yeah. infinite. I can see that.
Just lays there. But apparently, guys, they hate Cody Rhodes. But today when they played MJF's music outside of the MGM Grand where they're having this thing, people flipped the fuck out. They were pissed. They're mad. So apparently Cody is the root of all evil, but MJF is worse.
But if he shows up tonight, well, they probably will cheer him.
You think? No.
You don't think so? You don't think part of them will cheer?
Because no, because he talks shit about Tony Khan, their Lord and Savior. So no. Also, they made him spin like a fucking G on fucking plane tickets.
Oh my gosh.
God damn. I could only hope to be that petty one day. Be like, I don't want to. Anyway, he is not the only one who has walked out, though. Sasha and Naomi. If you haven't heard about that, they have walked out as well.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody's walking.
I don't know about that, though. I feel like if you want to talk about petty, Sasha's up there.
Oh, she is.
Like, I don't know. Like, and she totally fucked Naomi over. Naomi was supposed to win the thing. Like, poor Naomi. Like,
all because she didn't want to face Ronda.
Mm-hmm.
Let's talk about, that's the problem here. Not this whole, like, oh, she was uncomfortable with people in the match. Or, like, oh, she wanted the tag team to have thing. No, she just didn't want to wrestle Ronda.
Well, that plus the whole thing about the tag team those tag team titles will never be prestigious. They just won't. And
also, like, it's fucking Doudrop and Nikki A.S.H.
Yeah, like it's not gonna be like that. No,
like it. No, just no. Just no. Yeah. You know what, though? I think part of it is this was just the icing on the cake. I think both of them have been pissed off for a very long time.
No, we know Sasha has.
Oh, yeah.
And but Naomi has mental issues, right? Like, she has depression or something.
Sasha
says she does, too, but.
But Naomi is pretty vocal about when she thinks things aren't very fair, which again, Naomi has not had a fair end of the stick. Mm-hmm. Naomi gets fucked over a lot. So, but yeah, maybe, you know what? They probably pulled it because both their contracts are up in a few months. So maybe they just thought, fuck it, we'll go sit at home for 5 months and then. Sasha's not at home.
She's out having a party, like hanging out with Snoop.
Wouldn't you?
Yeah.
They're still paying her.
No, supposedly. They're not. I thought they said without pay.
I've heard both.
Oh.
I don't think anybody knows for sure. But she doesn't need the money, so. She got Mando money. She don't need it. Hold on. Oh shit. Okay, breaking news from Whitney. She is our correspondent while we are recording. apparently AEW is getting shit on right now because a whole bunch of people bought that $60 pay-per-view and now cannot watch it.
Why?
Because it's not showing up on their accounts on the BR Live or whatever the fuck you watch it on. It's not showing up. And apparently AEW is not doing anything about it.
This person just tweeted and said, I'm trying to order tonight's pay-per-view on Bleacher Report website. It's not letting me do it. It's telling me an email address is needed when I already have one on file with them. I've tried 3 times.
Wow. This is, you know what this is? This is watching the Titanic live. Ladies and gentlemen, we need Celine Dion out here.
Someone commented and said Warner Brothers has HBO Max. Just use their app. Or you can use the HBO Max app?
No, they're saying, why do you have to do it through BR Live when HBO Max is there?
But this says Warner Brothers have HBO Max use their app to order the pay-per-view.
But AEW's content isn't on there.
Oh.
Well, not yet. Tony Khan's pushing for it, but I don't think it's going to happen anytime soon.
Someone's got in and they're just getting a loading your experience screen.
Okay.
Someone said I bought it this morning and now that I'm trying to watch the pre-show, it's telling me I need to buy it again.
It's to play for that MGM plane ticket.
Oh my God.
Can I just say though, like, I don't want to sound like an asshole, but I'm going to sound like an asshole. Samoa Joe looks so different.
I haven't seen him. Do I need to Google it?
Sad. Here, I'll send you the video. He just looks sad. Like, he just looks not like Samoa Joe of the old. But maybe they like that. I don't know. I don't know.
Oh, there's the Cody sign. I just saw it.
Yeah, there's the Cody. Somebody, okay, so I was talking to Whitney about this. What if MJF gets in the Cody truck and is like, beep, beep, motherfuckers, and just drives off?
Oh, did we say that part on here? What? About them running the truck.
Oh, no. Okay, guys. I thought I mentioned it. So I can't say if it's WWE who did it, but like I kind of think it is. But there was a truck driving around the MGM Grand where Money in the Bank is happening there now, but also where Double or Nothing is happening, with a Money in the Bank advertisement with Cody Rhodes on it. I hope to be that level of petty.
Is it at the MGM Grand too? It is, right? They moved it there, right?
Yes. Yeah. That's why I'm saying I don't know if it is, but I'm just gonna say that it could be. So there's that. Yes. But anyway, back to Sasha and Naomi. I think they're not coming back. They ain't coming back.
No.
Naomi may come back one day, but I don't think she's coming back anytime soon. It's just not happening.
All right.
Next, we'll stick with our AEW rundown before getting on to more pertinent issues. Tony Khan's out here talking shit again. As he usually does. Mm-hmm. Every day. But this one is extremely douchey. Now, as I mentioned before, Money in the Bank has been moved to the MGM Grand Hotel. So that is in the same place as Double or Nothing. Tony Khan decided he needed to comment on that. He said yesterday, one of my favorite days, including great visits with fans in the media, a trip to LA for the most fulfilling meeting of my life with Warner Brothers, dinner with my dad and Dana White, where I got to break the news to Dana White about Money in the Bank moving to MGM, and today is Rampage on TNT. And then he says, genius move trying to take on Dana and the UFC in Vegas during International Fight Week. See you tonight on Friday Night Rampage.
Sounds like a little girl, like a teenage girl.
He's like a teenage girl.
Yeah.
Like, honey, we get it. You have a sugar daddy. You don't need to tell us. Also, like, being buddy-buddy with Dana White is not a good look. So, you know. Plus, like, doesn't he realize that not all wrestling fans like MMA? Okay, I know maybe one wrestling fan who likes MMA as well.
I'll watch it. I mean, I'm not going to pay to watch it.
Oh, yeah. I meant, like, they don't even go to those things either. They just watch it. Like,
yeah.
It's not like they would pay to go to International Fight Week for the UFC. Like, no. So he's a shit talker. But we knew that. Also, MJF, honey, take him for the bank. Get the bag. Get the bag.
I wish we could play that song by Tad, what's his name? The Petty Bitch song.
Yeah.
Yeah. You pissed off also, the Petty Bitch.
I wish we could play Bitch Better Have My Money.
That too.
So if not, MJF, I will love seeing you in the 2024 Royal Rumble. So. How you doing? So in 15 minutes, we might have an answer, maybe. Until then, let's talk about Hell in a Cell. It's June 5th. It's like next weekend.
Oh.
Fuck no. Me. I didn't know that.
Wow, I didn't either.
And it sold out.
Because everybody wants to see Cody, I guess. Well, there's no Roman, right?
No Roman yet. Probably not. But anyway, or Ronda. No Ronda either. So, all I gotta say is I'm gonna just be watching because I want to see Cody or Seth who's jumping off the cage first. Or like through a table of fire or some shit like that, like but yeah, the only matches that have been announced so far is Cody versus Seth and Hell in a Cell, Bianca versus Asuka versus Becky for a triple threat for the women's championship, Lashley versus Almost and MVP, and Kevin Owens versus Elias, because it is Elias, not Ezekiel.
I mean, it may be one of those shows where you don't think it'll be that good. Like, what was the last pay-per-view? The Backlash.
WrestleMania Backlash.
It was actually good, and no one thought it would be. So maybe it'll be like that, but it doesn't sound very exciting.
So far, I mean, there's only two matches that I even care about.
Yeah.
And one of them's just because it's going to be a shit show.
Which one?
The Hell in the Cell. Seth and Cody. It's going to be a shit show. There's going to be, like, flaming tables and like fucking Cody jumping off the top of the building.
He's gonna be bleeding out of his head profusely.
They're both gonna be bleeding profusely. Seth's legs gonna be like over his head. Like, it's gonna be a shit show. And I love shit shows, so you know, but we'll see. I mean, I don't know, the shit with Roman is as we mentioned before, the rumor is still going around that Roman is missing the entire summer. So. And it's starting to look like it's kind of true.
Like, it just seems like. I wonder how Vince feels about this. Because it's like, built him up and made him this great thing and put all of his weight in him to be like, to take over Cena's spot. And then it's like, oh, now he wants Cena. Now he wants summers off. He's not even been there that long. He wants summers off and he wants
the summer off.
No house shows. And
I want the summer off. I'm very busy, like, doing Roman Reigns things.
It just, I mean, I don't know. It seems like a real kind of asshole.
He's going to be in a movie. He's going to be in a movie.
I guess.
That's what this is all about. That's the only way I could see Vince saying yes. Is because then Vince can be like, I'm going to whore this out to my advantage.
Right. Yeah.
He's going to be in a movie. That's 100% what it is. Which, you know, say what, you know what? We've given Seth Rollins a lot of shit, but I will say that I don't think Seth Rollins would ever go do a movie.
No, he doesn't seem interested in that.
No. We give him shit, but you know, maybe he's the one who's going to stick around, him and Cody Rhodes.
Oh God,
that's all there's gonna be left. Him and Cody Rhodes
and Randy.
Well, Randy, there's drama with Randy too, though, because they're saying Randy has the summer off too. He's either hurt.
What about RK Bro?
That you obviously didn't watch Raw, my friend.
Oh, I know he's with Shinsuke.
Maybe.
Yeah.
No more.
They'll get back together.
They will, but at this point, either Randy has the summer off or Randy's hurt. So I think, I don't know. I don't know what to think. It's going to be a shit show. It's going to be a shit show. And now Rhonda apparently has some of the summer off as well.
Well, good.
And Charlotte. Is everybody going to have the summer off? Which this actually does make a point to have the summers off. Like, you know how every other sport has like an off season?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but everyone's off season should not be at the same time.
Well, yeah. Yeah. So it's going to be interesting, but I have a feeling if Roman's going to be gone longer than we think, that Cody's going to win at SummerSlam and just take the belt off.
Oh, yeah.
And so is Drew or Riddle. Like, yeah. You can't go into trying to sell Titan Stadium with no Roman. So. Yeah, I don't know what to make of that. Anyway, Stephanie McMahon is apparently taking a leave of absence.
That was kind of interesting.
But Hunter is back. So I don't know what to make of this part. Okay. The good part of me is saying, like, okay, their oldest child is like 16, right? Maybe she's realizing, like, okay, in like 2 years, my daughter's going to graduate high school. I should. And she, mind you, Stephanie has been working pretty much these kids' entire lives, and mm-hmm. she doesn't have a light schedule. So maybe she just realized, like, I kind of want to spend time with these kids before they go to college and go live their lives. I see. That's what I'm hoping it is. Is she's like, man, I want to be a mom. But then like part of me is wondering like what's going on. Like it's very strange. And now Nick Khan is taking over some of her responsibilities.
What are you thinking is going on?
I think maybe Stephanie was like, I don't want my dad to sell it. And she got pushed out.
Could be.
Just saying. I don't know. It seems very strange. Seems very strange, the timing of it all. I do hope that if it doesn't work out, that Hunter just leaves. Start your own company, Hunter. Why not? Freddie Prinze Jr. is trying to do it. You should do it, Hunter. They could be, I think if without Vince having like all these decisions, they could beat AEW easily. But I think I'm interested to see Freddie Prinze Jr.'s thing. This is very interesting to me. So we'll see. We'll see on that front. Anyway, this is small. So speaking of Charlotte from before, we need to offer congratulations. Mm-hmm. Congratulations are in order. Charlotte and Andrade got married, like we figured.
And it looked so pretty.
Oh my god,
her bridesmaids dresses were white.
I know. I didn't like that.
I didn't like that either.
I thought maybe like a blush pink would have been better.
I saw a picture of like, it wasn't like a pose, like wedding party picture of somebody. It wasn't Finn's wife. It was somebody else wearing a white dress. And I'm like, oh my god, I can't believe she wore a white dress. And then I saw the picture of all the bridesmaids and I was like, oh.
A lot of people were wearing white at the wedding and I was like, oh my god. Like, I was very
very much like, oh my God. Like it was shocking to me that happened. It was shocking. But you know what? She looked absolutely incredible. And as I mentioned, blush pink, Ric Flair brought in the blush pink wearing a pink suit. And of course, in Ric Flair fashion, as he walked her down the aisle, he was ugly crying. Andrade, good luck.
Can we just say that Andrade fulfilled our Magic Mike
fantasy?
He did. He did. I saw that and was like, good for her.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
so gave her a lap dance at the wedding.
I want them to get pregnant ASAP. Because I just want to see what. Okay, first of all, their babies will be gorgeous.
Mm-hmm.
Secondly, the kid will be a genetic freak of nature because this kid's going to come out doing like a moonsault.
True.
So, and I want to be alive to see this kid beat Becky's kid's ass and vice versa.
Mm.
So,
can we mention the fact that who was there from WWE? Finn and his wife and Nia Jax. And Apollo Crews.
And his wife.
His wife.
Rey Mysterio was there too.
Yeah, Rey Mysterio. No Becky.
No Sasha and no Bayley.
Mm-mm.
That's very interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Very fascinating. But like,
I didn't realize her and Nia were that close. Which makes that quote that Nia came out with the other day about how nobody talks to Becky, that Becky
makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, it does.
It does. Mm-hmm. Of course, it's like Nia fucking has ulterior motives to that quote. So,
mm-hmm.
But like, as I said on Twitter about the whole situation, Nia, why do you have to mention Becky Lynch's name to stay relevant? Like, why? Nobody said shit about you. And then all of a sudden you're like, oh, nobody talks to Becky.
Mm-hmm.
Really? Bitch, you would not be relevant without Becky Lynch. So you should probably send her like an edible arrangement or something. Because you would not be relevant whatsoever. And also, nobody wants you in their company, obviously.
She says she doesn't want to be a wrestler, doesn't she?
Probably because nobody asked her to be a wrestler. Probably.
Oh, speaking of, because I'm thinking about how her and Mojo are friends, which still bothers me. Mojo has a match coming up.
He does. He's coming back, ladies and gentlemen, after he almost died. Mojo. Just Mojo is coming back.
Is he wrestling under Mojo or is he wrestling under his real name?
I thought
the like the thing that he posted said had his real name on it.
Well, let's find out. But guys, it's very exciting. He still goes, well. Oh, it does have his first name. I thought it just said Mojo. Probably because I just looked at it. And he's against Lince Dorado.
Mm-hmm.
What if he ends up coming to StarCast?
I hope he does. Because then that'll be very exciting.
I would be happy.
Also on that pay-per-view is the formerly known as Braun Strowman.
And Karrion Kross.
So basic. Oh God, don't control your narrative, Mojo.
Emma, Nia's okay. On that poster.
See, I told you
on that poster.
I told
Lana's
you
Lana's on that poster.
Nobody wanted to hire her till now.
AOP is on that poster.
AOP is coming back. Actually, that is actually a big thing because it is their comeback. I believe that is his first match back.
Interesting.
Yes, very interesting. Also, guys, I don't know if you knew this, but pink donut is the flavor at Crumble this week.
Pink donut.
It's got frosting and sprinkles on it. Also, we're gonna have to go to Crumble while I'm in Atlanta because I am a bitch for Crumble, let me tell you.
haven't even seen what the flavors are this week.
Okay, the flavors this week are pink donut, s'mores, cookie dough, walnut fudge brownie, lemon crinkle, and chocolate chip.
The s'mores one's good. I've had that one before.
I think I want to do the pink donut. I think I'm going to do a pink donut. Yeah. Think I'll just
get... sounds good to me, and fudge walnut brownie sounds good to me.
Too bad we're not in the same place. We could just get buy a four box and split. Do it that way, but you know,
that's true.
Anyway, so guys, it is currently starting. If we have any updates to the MJF situation, we will cut into whatever we're talking about. But the next thing we are going to talk about is Impact's Slammiversary, which is like their, well, like their WrestleMania. They have four matches. It's on June 12th, and they announced a match that we are very, very excited for: the Briscoes versus the Good Brothers for the Impact World Tag Team Championships.
Yay!
That's what we live for. Which, you know what else? That means the Briscoes could be at StarCast.
That would be awesome.
You could see the Briscoes, or you could hide behind the corner and just stare at Jay Briscoe for free.
That's true too.
Yes. Also that night, it is Tasha Steelz versus Chelsea Green versus Deonna Purrazzo versus Jordynne Grace versus Mia Yim for the Impact World, the Impact Knockouts World Championship in a Queen of the Mountain match. Also, it is Ace Austin versus Kenny King versus Speedball Mike Bailey versus Trey Miguel and two to be determined people for the Impact X Division Championship in an Ultimate X match, and Josh Alexander versus Eric Young for the Impact World Championship. So far, there's still time for more, but that is currently what they're working with, which I think is going to be a good night. I think it's going to be good.
Well, I'm refreshing here.
Jen's refreshing. I think we're all refreshing right now. I'm trying not to get into our long stories because, like, I don't want to break into a long story because I have a really long story to come talk about. MJF has arrived.
Ah.
He has arrived. He's there. Can I just see what his face looks like? Guys, this is the most AEW content you're going to find on this show. Somebody. Oh, that one chick. You know that one chick who does the Nikki Bella stuff? She's at a Double or Nothing.
He has a robe on. It looks kind of like a Cody outfit.
He's dressed as Cody.
It looks kind of like a Cody outfit.
Does he look pissed off?
He don't look happy, but when does he ever look happy when he goes out there? That's how you, what?
That is an ugly outfit.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's, I don't know, guys. Maybe it was a work.
I don't know. He still could be laying down.
Okay, I'm sorry, but he looks fucking pissed.
He doesn't look happy, but again,
in the like gif I said, that I, okay, here's the gif of it.
What's he got in his hand? Is that a coffee? What is that?
What is, I don't that? Know, I'm, but there's like
four. I'm sending it to you. What is that?
Four fans are cheering him and the rest. It's not a coffee. That's his freaking.
What is that?
That's his wrist tape.
That's his. Oh, I thought it was on a cuff in his hand. It looks like a cup to me.
Are okay. You okay? Like,
yeah, need- I'm tired. I mean,
do you need to go see an
optometrist? You like me to go through a list of the crap going on in my life right now? I'm tired, but I swear that's what it looks like to me. Are they booing him? That's what I want to know.
Apparently all but like four people are booing him. Also, can I just say right now, somebody just asked on here, so does this mean that the meet and greet fans are finally gonna meet MJF, or like, no. Is that not happening?
I would say it's not happening. Are they chanting,
oh asshole? God, he's running around like a plane now.
Oh my god, apparently they're chanting asshole.
Mm-hmm. The
This is great. This is, I'm laughing my ass off. Okay, there is a bunch of people saying he looks really fucking pissed.
Did you find the gif of him walking out? Did you
see it already? They're now chanting, "You will die."
Oh my god. Okay, but yeah, WWE fans are the hostile ones.
They're
right?
Toxic. They're the toxic ones, guys. Don't, guys, AEW is like, it's for everyone. It's a loving family. You will fucking die.
I sent you the gif of him walking out. He does look mad in that.
Whitney said his face apparently has not changed since then. Which I don't know. I told her, are you buying it? And she's like, no. So I don't know how she sees it. Oh, we can't play this, huh?
What?
Shit. Hold on, guys. Hold on. We're good. Hold on.
Oh.
All right.
Wait, guys, can I play the booze?
We can play the booze, but we have to be careful with the music.
There's no music on the thing. Hold on.
Okay.
Pretty much all booze.
It's all booze, guys. It's all booze.
There's a few people clapping. I think it's funny. The ones that are clapping have on Austin 316 shirts.
That, you guys, we'd be clapping, if I'm honest. But we wouldn't be there. But just know right now we are on the inside. We are clapping. An update. BR Live apparently has crashed.
Ah.
And it's a technical difficulty screen.
Fuck him up, Chance, now.
Oh. Mm. But hey, remember, AEW is for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
There is also now a chant of he showed up. This is... Anyway... let's go back. Should we start? Let me think. What's another? Okay, Mox is going to be at GCW in Nashville.
Yay!
And we are going to be in Nashville, possibly at GCW. Which means we're gonna fucking see Mox.
Yay!
Yay! And Bussy. Team Bussy's gonna be there. We're gonna see him. Yeah. We're going to sing Effie's theme song. They might come out to WAP. They might. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. It's going to be a party. And then afterwards, we're going to go to the hotel, drink a couple drinks, and then go out and drink a couple more drinks. And then we're going to go home and go to bed.
No, yeah. We're not.
I didn't say what time.
Oh, okay.
I didn't say what time we were going to bed. I didn't say we were going to go to bed at like, well, you got to think though, the GCW show starts at 10:30. So we'll be back at 2.
Ah, okay.
2 o'clock is when we're going to.
And then we're going to go out
at 2. Well, yeah. If it ends at midnight, then we're going to go out.
Okay.
Right.
We're not going to be back at 2. Home in bed at 2. Okay, come 3. On. Come on. We stayed out till 5 in New Orleans.
This is different.
No, it's not.
It is.
No, it's not.
I'm old. You've
never been to Nashville. It's like, it's the same vibe.
Oh, I didn't like that vibe that one night.
I love that vibe.
That one night was not a good vibe.
What, the night that we stayed out till 5? Yeah, but.
Yeah, you vomited. No, that was the night with Mojo. You vomited in your purse.
It was still a good time.
And then we went to a really bad strip club.
Yeah, we did. I don't think Nashville has any strip clubs on the main street that I know of.
Like, guys, but
this will be fun. It'll be country. It'll be so much fun. Nashville's fun.
Guys,
you're not gonna go back and leave me by myself, are you? Because I will stay.
No, but like, as long as we don't have that same kind of shit go down.
I don't think we will.
Guys, I mean, that was something.
Yeah, no, I don't think we will.
I'll give you till 3:30.
Oh my god. Okay.
What? Don't the bars close at like 4?
I don't know. Let me Google that.
I'm going to laugh if it's like 2 o'clock they close.
No, it's not 2. It's definitely not 2.
I feel like, I don't know what.
What time do bars close in Nashville? Some of them are 3. It says most main strip bars are 3. Start closing at 3, whatever that
means. Oh, then 3:30 is fine. Getting back to the hotel at 3:30.
Main strip bars. Says there are after hours clubs in downtown.
I'm not staying out till 5 in the morning and then going to SummerSlam the next day. What if Wyndham's on Saturday? I cannot look hungover. What if Wyndham is there? I can't look. Speaking about,
remember the night we started at 5 a.m. is when you had the blue slushy.
Yes. And then I had really bad blue shit coming out of my butt for fucking 5 days.
This to keep you away from this blue dye.
Right here. You know what? No, I'm going to get you some shots of Everclear. We could have that night all over again where you vomited in the Uber.
I don't want Everclear. That was the night I had didn't I have 2 fish bowls?
The first night when we stayed out till 5 a.m. was the night you had 2 grenades.
Oh, then, the fish bowls was the night we met Mojo.
Yes, and then yeah. Mojo was giving you shots of Everclear, and then you're like, let's throw some fireball on top. And I'm like, girl, no. And then I was like, here, take a screwdriver, because I'm sure the fireball is going to make you vomit.
Oh, God.
And sure enough.
I had my first fireball ever in Nashville. I never even heard of it that I had the first in Nashville.
Oh,
the first time I went to Nashville, the only time I went to, been to Nashville, that was where I had fireball for the first time.
I'm over here just like, what the fuck? Anyway, yes, guys, if Wyndham is there, I am not going to look wasty pants. That's bad.
What if he's not?
If he's not there, I'll have a little more fun. If he is. Bitch.
Then we'll just do, if he's on Saturday, then we'll just stay out later on Saturday night then.
Well, yeah, because we're staying Sunday.
Yeah.
We don't really have anything on Sunday other than drag brunch.
Yeah.
And we could just keep drinking.
That's true.
Just keep drinking. Just keep drinking. It's fine. It's fine. Anyway. As we were saying. Sorry, I just saw a weird gif. As we were saying, Mox is going to be at the GCW show. Also, okay, totally off topic. What if Jay White is there? We can't be wasty pants if we're seeing Jay.
I don't care. The dude is married with abs of steel. Do you think he really is going to care if I look wasted?
I care if I look wasted. Okay, I don't care if he cares. I care that I care. Okay. Plus, this is Whitney's first time meeting Jay. So we can't, like, this is a big moment for her. Think about it.
That's like true. She doesn't have to be hungover.
I don't know. I have to be the adult.
Does she drink a lot? I don't know.
I don't know.
I need to find out. Text her and ask her what kind of a drinker she is. Ask her what she drinks and how wasted does she get.
Oh, apparently, okay, Whitney has given us an update. She has found a stream of Double or Nothing.
All right.
Supposedly.
Can she provide the link? Can she provide the link?
I will ask. She said that they are burying him on commentary. Oh. Also, he has been powerbombed about 52 times.
Oh, gosh.
So, and the match is over.
Oh, that was fast.
So, also somebody just made a joke that MJF was really reconsidering not getting on that plane after the 8th powerbomb.
Oh, wow.
Yes. Anyway, yes, but the only people I would be comfortable with wasty pants is Gallows and Anderson, because they will also be waisty pants.
That's true.
So then it's, we're at the same level.
Well, now, Mojo was waisty pants.
Exactly. That's why it works.
And it was like those, you know, that thing on TikTok that says name five men you could be alone with in a room and feel safe. I would include Mojo in that. Yes.
I know. I felt very safe.
Yeah.
Even though I was screaming, like screeching, like, Mojo! Like
it wasn't like he was going to like try to hit on us or do anything to us, but it also wasn't like he didn't give a shit. Like he was like, sure that we felt like we were.
I mean, he came upon us as I was about to fight two British dudes on my own. So like, yeah.
It was like Gallows and Anderson. I'll watch out for you. That was kind of like,
I feel like Gallows and Anderson would be on that list too.
Yeah. Yeah. I think so.
They kind of like babysat me really. So I already know they would babysit.
Yeah.
Apparently I'm very hard to babysit though. Cause I'm everywhere.
I think that would be three of mine. And then the other two I would add to that room would be Sami Zayn and Kevin Owens.
Yeah.
I feel safe.
Like Wyndham would just be like, what the fuck? I'd either fighting somebody, climbing him.
Mm-hmm. That's what I'll say. I can't include him in that room because you would want to do things with him.
He'd be like, and I'd just be like, what? What? No, no. Don't lie. But like that's different. I would feel safe because I would be the one climbing him, so it'd be okay.
Right
It makes sense. But not the other way around, which is like part of the problem of the 5 a.m night.
Anyway,
yes. You know who else I would feel comfortable in a room with? Jay White.
Yeah, I would.
Yeah. I mean, honestly, I would like stare at him the whole time. But you know, what
it'd be
am
a
I
safe
do?
Space.
It'd be a safe space. I'd just be sitting there sipping my drink, like. It's really nice, Jay.
That's great.
And then he'd say something and be like, can you say that again, please? He'd say something like at the Bullet Club party and we'd be like, apparently they're writing him off TV because he is being stretchered out.
Oh my God.
Well, there you go. That seems like some WWE
shit. Well, Dave LaGreca tweeted, fuck you, MJF.
Well, he hates MJF.
But I wonder if that's like a legitimate MJF. Fuck you, MJF.
Well, I'll just tell you right now. LaGreca, it's going to be okay. I promise.
Oh, MJF, fuck you, chance broke out.
I mean, think about it this way. Dave LaGreca, love him to pieces. Friend of the show. We have to have him on again soon. But friend of the show. Hated Cody going to WWE and now he likes it. So you know what? That's what I have to say about that. It's great. Anyway, I'm just going to tell you right now, I am excited for Nashville. Mm-hmm. I need some more meet and greets to be announced though, StarCast. I don't know if anybody from StarCast can hear this, but I need more meet and greets announced because what's been announced, I'm not a fan of.
Who have they announced?
So far, let's go to the list, shall we, ladies and gentlemen? They have announced Killer Cross, Scarlett, Ric Flair, hold on, let me go back to my, because it's a whole Ric Flair bullshit thing. Bret Hart, Kevin Nash, Johnny Gargano, Eric Bischoff, Jerry the King Lawler, Tully Blanchard, Barry Windham, which if I met Barry Windham, the one thing I would say to him is, where's your nephew? Magnum TA, JJ Dillon, and Jeff Jarrett.
See, Bret Hart, I would like to meet, but I would have no clue what to say.
See, I was always a Shawn person.
Well, me too, but.
Yeah.
Like, that would be like, that'd be kind of cool, but I have no idea what to say to the man. And I feel like he's not very talkative, so it would just be kind of weird.
I feel like Kevin Nash.
We've been around. We haven't met, but we've been around. He was nice.
I want to meet Kevin Nash. I think Kevin Nash would be an exciting meet. Also, Rock and Roll Express. We've already met Ricky Martin, though. So, you know. Also, that man, when I was in Dallas, that man was just wandering everywhere. Everywhere I looked, there was Ricky Morton doing Ricky Morton things. Hold on, I'm looking for the rest. There's more. I think I'm missing some here. But StarCast is retweeting everybody who tweets them. So I'm like, okay, this is not helping me right here. Because they haven't updated the second set of people yet. Oh, Chelsea Green.
Ugh.
David Crockett from Crockett Promotions. Daniel Bryan. I've met Daniel Bryan. Tony Schiavone. Why do I feel like, oh, Miro, Lana.
I really liked Lana when I met her. I thought she was very nice.
Lana was cool. Mm-hmm. Rusev was nice too. Mm-hmm. Johnny Gargano. Oh, you can meet Ricky Morton's son, Carrie Morton.
Oh.
No, thank
Sign
you.
Sign me up. Yeah.
Sign me up. Teddy Long. Mind you,
that would be kind of cool.
I had a Teddy Long. I don't think I've talked about this on the podcast. Teddy Long was talking about traffic to me, and I didn't know he was talking to me. He's like, this Dallas traffic. And I'm like, and I'm like, well, we're the only two in this room. I guess he's talking to me. I'm like, yeah, some bad traffic. He's like, I'm sitting in traffic forever. And I'm like, this is weird. This is a strange moment in my life that I'm sitting here talking to Teddy Long about traffic. Girl, that's the WrestleCon hotel in a nutshell. For LA, that's what we're gonna deal with. Is you just walk down the hallway and there's Teddy Long talking about traffic. You can meet Eric Bischoff.
That might be kind of cool.
Whitney said she was considering Bischoff. Renee Young.
I would meet Renee.
I don't know if I mean, Tyler Breeze. We've met Tyler Breeze multiple times. Mm-hmm. Jeff Jarrett. Okay. Matt Cardona. We've met. Buff Bagwell. The Steiner Brothers. X-Pac. We've met X-Pac. Mm-hmm. Road Dogg. No, thank you. Nick Aldis. Jerry Jarrett. Now, the old school wrestling fan in me would love to meet Jerry Jarrett, but there's a part of me that I do not want to meet Jerry Jarrett. So that's not happening. Okay, I think we're at the bottom now. Oh, no, Lex. I can't meet Lex.
No.
I'd say you killed Elizabeth. How dare you?
Yeah. Trash.
Yes, we are at the bottom now. Trash.
Trash.
Mm-hmm. Trash. So we're going to need some more meet and greets announced. Like, Wyndham. Did I say that?
And Mojo.
And Jay White and the Good Brothers, which, hey, I'm wearing my Gallows Club shirt already. So why don't we just say it now?
And the Briscoes.
Or, you know, who else would be a good one? What if it's like All of Honor No More? That'd I'd like cool. to. Like, I want to see Vincent because Vincent's super nice. And of course, Bennett. Bennett is freaking adorable and nice. We could do the whole, if He's Mojo's there, man. We could do a recreation.
That's true.
Of that photo.
That was a good photo.
That photo is timeless.
Mm-hmm.
It's timeless. I'm over there talking to him about his baby, and that just happened. But yes, we're going to need some more meet and greets announced. And we also need to know if there's going to be an Impact show, because the Briscoes, please.
Uh-huh.
So
you think this means that Cassie and Jessica aren't going to do any kind of autograph signings too?
I don't know. I hope not. I would love them to. Mm-hmm. But now they're on like the OnlyFans life. So
they are, but I mean.
But so is Chelsea Green. So like, who knows?
That's true.
Who knows at this point? Anyway, guys. The Nashville trip is coming together. Mm-hmm. So. Also, we're staying at the Starcast Hotel and probably only going to one day of Starcast.
How close is it to the main street?
I think it's like a few. Oh, from the main street. I thought you meant from our hotel.
No. How close is the hotel to, what is the main street called? I always forget. Broadway. No, is it Broadway?
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
Let's find out. We are going to have to take an Uber.
That's what I'm thinking.
Because I know it's a few miles.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But let me tell you, if you want to stay on Broadway, it's like $300 a night. So we're cheap bitches here.
Well, we get more days if we go cheap.
Exactly. Hold on. But we're staying at the Starcast Hotel, so that's nice. I think the Starcast Hotel to Starcast is like 8 minutes in a car.
Okay.
Why did I almost put Boardwalk? I don't know. I don't know how to type. Also, I want some Nashville hot chicken while we're there.
There's a really good barbecue place on Broadway that we ate at when I went there. Oh, it was so good. There's a plethora of barbecue.
There we go. We'll just do it to Miranda Lambert's bar. It's 15 minutes.
Oh, wow.
Huh. Yeah. But like, again, if we're going to stay downtown Nashville, it's like the cheapest place was $300. That's the cheapest.
Huh.
So, and I even looked at Airbnbs. Still, oh, really? Like $300 a night.
Huh.
Yeah. But hey, we'll get an Uber. It's fine.
We'll live.
It's not that far.
Uh-uh.
Anyway, guys.
So have you been seeing the TikToks where people are talking about how Pink Limousine is kind of a ripoff? The Dolly place?
It is.
This girl said they waited for like 3 hours and she was showing like the patio like gets fucked up really quick. Yeah. Like people are messy and just throw their shit down. And I've seen several TikToks where people are saying that it stays like that the whole rest of the day. Like nobody cleans it up.
Oh my God.
She's like, we waited 3.5 hours for this.
Ew.
I know. So now I'm kind of like, do we waste our time waiting 3 hours?
See, here's my thing is we could cut that out and eventually either stay longer at the drag show or go to Starcast the second day more.
Yeah.
If there's
find somewhere else for brunch. Or we're gonna eat brunch at the drag show. That's right.
Yeah.
Somewhere else.
We're doing drag brunch. So
well, the bars open at 10 a.m. so we could go to any of the bars on the I'm just saying
as long as I don't have a very important meeting.
I'm saying if we want to keep up the mimosa train, we could go to
am going to have White Claws in the room, ma'am.
Okay,
well. I will bust one open to keep the train going.
Oh gosh.
Until I see Wyndham and then I'm like, I actually
had a Truly the other day that I liked.
Really?
Yeah, it was like tropical fruit or tropical punch. I actually could drink it. I've never been able to drink any of those seltzers. They're all disgusting to me. But I actually liked that one.
Anyway, guys, making a shopping list because we're going to have booze and Diet Coke. Well, at least I am.
Regular Coke.
So, you know what? Whitney drinks regular Coke.
There you
That's
go.
Great.
A lot of water.
Oh, a lot of water. Because
we're going to get dehydrated.
And some Gatorades.
Mm-hmm.
And some Gatorades because Nikki's going to be wasty pants. I don't usually get wasty pants either, so this is going to be fun. Anyway, I think it's time to talk about our really long story. And I'm like, really, it pisses me off. And if I saw the old man involved in this story, I think I would cap him in the kneecaps.
Okay.
Vince Kennedy McMahon. How dare you say that Wyndham is too fat to do the crab walk? Sir, I just want to talk. Anyway, Matt Hardy had his Bray Wyatt episode. And apparently, Vince is unusually cruel to this man. And told him, because, you know, they were in the match with the B team. Literally, Matt said they walked backstage and Vince looked at Wyndham and said, oh, that was it? And then Wyndham was like, what are you talking about? And apparently this old motherfucker with dementia says, what, are you too fat to do the crab walk anymore?
Oh, wow.
And then that's when Matt stepped in and said, oh, boss, did you not like the match? And he said, no, Matt, you were great. But this guy, not so much.
When was this match?
This was, remember when they were the Deleters of Worlds? Mm-hmm. And it was Deleters of Worlds versus B team with no title on the line.
So it was on a pay-per-view?
No, it was on Raw.
Oh, okay.
And Vince had the audacity to say that.
Wow.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, this old man wants to get capped in the kneecaps, doesn't he? He wants me to punch him in the face.
Sounds like it.
First you call Wyndham fat, and then Kevin Owens, and then Samoa Joe, and then really? Really? But apparently, Matt said that either Vince went out of his way to be super nice and great and loving to Wyndham like his own son, or he treated him very cruelly and called him names and insulted him.
Sounds right.
It does, but you know what? Just to have it confirmed what we knew all along, I'm just really mad. Not at Matt, obviously. I'm glad Matt, like, put the truth out there, but, like,
right.
Really? Really? Like, really? Really? How dare you call that lovable man any name? How dare you? Anyway, go listen to Matt Hardy's podcast if you want to hear it. But let me tell you that is incredibly rude. It's not very nice. Anyway, next on our list to talk about, Cammy had a reunion on Friday. And it was the only part of SmackDown that I liked in 2 weeks. So, can I just say, I need them together now. I need them to be a team for me, you know, just
right.
Just be a team. Just be awesome and amazing. And when you take the belts off the Usos and, you know, just
all the things.
Like Kevin's face when he was like, you're so right. Elias and Ezekiel are the same person. Kevin, like, he wanted to cry. Just, God love him. Just, so pretty. It's great. All right. So last wrestling thing before we get into our Drag Race talk, because, you know, we could talk about Drag Race forever. Our updated favorite wrestler list.
Gosh, this poor list.
Because, like, again, everybody's, who knows what happened to everybody we liked, is gone, apparently. Not really, though, because Gallows and Anderson are still there, and, like, you know, but they're gone.
I'm gonna let you start because I have to get the cord to charge my laptop. The battery's dying.
So, okay, should we start with WWE first?
Oh, we're not combining them?
Well, we can, but I didn't know if you want to separate them out or combine
because
them.
I don't have that many in other things.
Great.
Just all do right. Your number one.
Obviously the number one, I still count him as a wrestler. And if you don't count him as a wrestler, tough titties, it's obviously Wyndham, because he's going to be back wrestling, guys. It's going to happen. And no, it's not going to be an AEW, but it's going to happen. Number two is Jay White, obviously, because, you know, he's Jay White. He's been screwed over a lot by New Japan, but I love his run and Impact. So I think, you know, Jay White. Three, Gallows and Anderson, obviously. That has not changed. Number four is Baron Corbin. And he is the first WWE guy on the list. Baron is growing on me. But I don't like the Happy Corbin stuff. So can we go back to like Constable Corbin or King Corbin or Lone Wolf Corbin?
Or Applebee's Corbin.
Or that's Constable, but that works too. Or like maybe something else where like he hates everybody. So yeah, I do like that. What else? You know who my favorite female wrestler is lately? Becky Lynch.
Really?
Because she's fucking odd and I love it. Like, she's so fucking weird. I love it. Like, I can't make out half the shit she's doing, but I'm like, I'm sports entertained. I'm sports entertained. You know?
Okay.
It happens. Asuka. Love Asuka. You know, I still love Asuka. The dog just scratched the door and I just lost all my train of thought. Thanks, dogs. The Briscoes are growing on me. The more they're an Impact, and I'm like, you know what's crazy? The more they're on Impact and GCW and all that, the more I've realized that like Ring of Honor really did not use them right.
Really?
Like, Ring of Honor was good, I guess, but like there's so much more. Like, it seems like Ring of Honor wanted to keep them in the box that they're in, which is a good box, don't get me wrong, but then like they get out of that box and then they have bangers with everybody else. So I feel like maybe they were like held down in a way.
I could see that
possibly in a way. I feel like I'm not scratching the whole list. Mox. I still love Mox. Don't watch AEW, but everywhere else he's great. He's killing it. And finally, because I'm not going to keep going on and on and on, because I can find something good about a lot of people. My final one is a faction. And I'm going to go with Honor No More, because let me tell you, they are fucking entertaining. They're just really fucking entertaining. Like, even Taven is entertaining. And I think Taven's a piece of shit. But you know what? Taven's a guy who you think is like a piece of shit, but then you realize he's actually a good dude. But then like, it kind of just like perturbs you that he's a good dude.
Right.
You're like, you're fucking annoying, but why are you such a good guy? So that's my list.
How many did you have?
I think like 10.
Oh, I don't have that many.
9, something like that. I lost count.
Don't have that many.
I think 9.
Mine's like pretty sad.
God. I'm glad we had mine go first then, I guess.
Yeah. Okay. So these are in no particular order. Kevin Owens.
We love Kevin Owens.
Baron, obviously, although I do hate the happy thing. Corbin, not Happy Corbin. I put down the Judgment Day because I like that. I like it.
Breaking news. Everybody thinks Jeff is high right now.
That's probably possible because they don't care about drugs over there.
Anyway, go on.
Judgment Day because I like Edge and Rhea, and I don't mind Punishment Martinez. That's still what I call him.
He is Punishment Martinez.
And Edge seems to be having a really good time. So. Briscoes, obviously. Liv, I put Liv down. I enjoy Liv. AJ Styles.
I mean, yeah.
Finn Balor, yeah. And then I put down Pete because I refuse to call him Butch. But he seems like he's having a good time.
He seems like he loves his life right now.
He does. That's really it.
Okay, I'm hearing two schools of thought here. The first is everybody is saying that it is pathetic looking because the Hardys look old and Jeff might be high. And then I'm hearing another school of thought saying that they're doing really good. So,
you know, it's very likely he's high. I mean, they don't seem to have very strict drug policy over there. And Sonny Kiss is on stage with Fred Durst. What in the hell? Have you seen this?
Hold on. Oh, my God. This looks... I think he might be.
I'm sure he is.
Matt caught him on that one.
They don't seem to care about the drug policy over
Matt,
there.
That looked terrible. Listen, I hate the Young Bucks, but I know this is not what they're falsely do. Go look at the gif I sent you. Maybe I'm looking into this, but now some people are saying maybe he's hurt.
No, I doubt it. Where's a? I need to see his face. Where is a picture of his face?
I have yet to see one of his. I don't think that's at the AEW show, though. That was last night at the Limp Bizkit concert.
Oh, I know, but still.
That's actually funny, though. I like that. Anyway, a lot of people are saying Matt is carrying the match right now on the Hardy side of. But isn't that how it's always been?
Yeah, but
apparently Nick Jackson just took a twist of fate on top of his head.
Oh, here they are coming out. Here, I'll send you. It's a video. We'll watch together and see what we think.
And the Bucks apparently just lost.
The person that posted this said Jeff doesn't look right. So let's see.
Oh my God. What is he doing?
Yeah, no, he doesn't look right at all.
Look what I just sent you.
Did you watch what I just sent you?
No.
Watch what I just sent you. That's them coming out. Oh boy, that's bad. But watch when they're coming out. Look at the look on his face and like how slow he's moving.
Oh, shit. Hold on. Oh my God.
What? He's moving very slow.
This doesn't look good. Mm-mm. He's not even deleting. Oh my God.
Matt don't look too happy.
Matt looks pissed.
Like he's walking around, shaking hands.
Okay, I'm going to tell you this. And I love Matt Hardy. You all know I love Matt Hardy. But is this a situation where Matt vouched for him and said he was sober?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And that's why he's pissed?
100%. I'd be pissed regardless.
Okay, but even the Bucks look pissed and not in like a kayfabe way.
Look at him when he first walks out, though. Like, and he leans down. Like, no, he don't look right.
Did you see him doing the delete thing?
Mm-hmm.
That's what got me. I was like, oh.
That's not good.
Oh, my God, girl. This
show. He will never learn. He will never learn.
It's sad.
It is sad. I love Very Jeff. Sad.
I mean, don't we all?
Mm-hmm.
We all love Jeff. Man, that's sad now. Anyway, let's talk about Drag Race now. That'll make us happy. Anyway, so we haven't talked about any of the episodes of Drag Race, and we are 3 episodes in now.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let's just talk about this. Are the lip syncs underwhelming to you?
Yes.
Very.
Why were they being funny with Rumor Has It?
Because
Rumor Has It, right?
It was Rumor Has It.
That's not a be funny song. That's like a pissed off bitch song.
But like I think
it does come down to song choice, because I feel like Trinity Taylor and Jinx Monsoon doing Rumor Has It is like,
yeah, but Trinity could do it for sure. But I get okay. that Jinx wants to be campy, but Trinity could do
I it. I love Trinity, don't get me wrong, but like both of her lip syncs, the mm-hmm. one from Liz Last Friday and the one that she did with Jinx, were comedy. So mm-hmm. I don't know if she's like leaning on like lispy, like, because she in her season didn't really stand out until the 90210 challenge. Right. Where she got to be funny. And now I'm kind of like, is she leaning on the fact that people think she's so funny? Which she is. Like, I think she's hilarious. But is that what this is? Is she leaning towards comedy and camp?
Maybe she feels like that's what she's got to do to beat Jinx.
But she was
everybody's
funny.
Saying,
but she was funny this week.
But everyone's saying Jinx is the front runner of the whole show. So she's probably thinking she's got to keep up with Jinx. And
but
be able to
see I would show. I would agree with that theory, but she was lip syncing against Jada Essence
Hall. I know week. But
and she was doing the nip slip gag and shit. Yeah. So
I don't know, I've not been very impressed with Trinity so far. I thought the devil thing was stupid.
I thought it was hilarious.
I didn't care for it. Like, I get the gay devil being funny, but I feel like there was so many things she could have said, and I felt like yeah. she kind of too.
Well, and part of
Leslie
me wonders
Jordan
because
was great
because they chop up.
They do
Snatch Game, so I'm kind of wondering, like, because when I saw when they showed the Jinx Snatch Game, the original one, the mm-hmm. when she was little Edie, there was a shit ton of funny stuff they left on the floor.
Right.
So it's kind of like, and same when Ginger did Adele.
Uh-huh.
That one they chopped up a lot too. So I'm kind of like, did they like, because they're judging it off of the entire Snatch Game, but we don't right. see the entire Snatch Game. So I'm like, right. maybe they're, and also there was probably stuff that maybe have been too much.
Right. I get it. I don't know. I don't know. I like the
though. It was. And I loved it when Jinx as Judy Garland was singing and he's like mm-hmm. she changed it to drag queen.
That was fun.
Like, that was, and here's my thing though, is like, we all fucking knew Snatch Game was going to be Trinity and Jinx.
Yeah,
like Raja, no.
Raja didn't do bad
but like compared to Trinity and Jinx.
But can we talk about how Raja's being robbed though? Like, her ball was better than Trinity's ball. Like, I get that she screwed up the before and after thing, but her Vanna White look was way better. And the dress she made was way better. And Trinity's before and after was not that great either. So I feel like it should have been Raja and Jada. I feel so bad for Raja. Like, she's coming out doing so good and like nothing.
I mean that makes me happy that nobody's going home though,
right? I like,
because
like why maybe... can we not have had that on the season when Alyssa Edwards was there? There was not enough Alyssa.
There was not. Mm-mm. And like on Trinity, or when Trixie won, it's so funny because people like are debating because of the whole like nobody goes home on this All-Stars. They're like, well, if it was on Trixie's season, and it's like, well, Trixie still would have won because Trixie won the most challenges.
Right.
So, and same with Alaska. Alaska still would have won because Alaska won the most challenges.
Hmm.
It really would not have made a difference. It really wouldn't. Like, they were like, well, Kennedy Davenport. I'm like, Kennedy Davenport maybe one or two challenges. So no, Kennedy actually would have been lower in the standings than making it to the top two right. on that season. So just saying. But yeah, it's gonna be, see, here's the thing though, is like, we're three episodes in, but I still like, I want Jinx to win, but I still don't know who's gonna win.
I don't know. And was I the only one that didn't like Jinx's purple dress? Like everybody, even on Pit Stop and all that, they were all like, oh, it looks good. And I was like,
but I think Jinx's purple dress was more because of an evolution. Because when Jinx originally was on, Jinx did not know how to sew. Like Jinx's outfits were falling apart and she made that antler looking fucking Christmas outfit. So I think hers is more an evolution of she made shit before and she's it wasn't the most beautiful dress, but it was it showed improvement.
Yeah. I don't know. I still feel like Raja got robbed.
I just think it's funny how Jinx was I held it together with hot glue and a prayer. You know, I feel like that's every day for a lot of us.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I don't know. I don't know. The lip syncs are just very underwhelming.
Mm-hmm. And the song choices aren't great.
The song choices are who's picking these songs?
I had never even heard that Beyonce song.
I know. They were like, this song's by Beyonce. And my mom's like, that's not a Beyonce song. I'm like, I think it is. Rumor has it is it's really not a good lip sync song.
No.
It's really not.
Uh-uh. Hello would have been good.
Hello. I think they've done Hello, though.
Oh,
yeah, because Ginger was in it and it was hilarious.
Oh, okay.
Yes. And Ginger actually did it on tour, too, by the way, because I saw it. Ginger actually performed it on the Work the World tour.
Didn't they just set fire to the rain one time?
I think so.
I think so, too.
But let me just tell you, the Hello one, she actually did the lip sync on Work the World.
Mm-hmm.
Holy shit. Oh, my God. That was perfect. I saw it. It was perfect. And then she did the Adele. She broke in and did an Adele fucking thing in the middle. She picked up the phone. She's like, hello, Justin Bieber. And I'm like, oh, my God. Ginger's been robbed. Let's be honest. Yeah. If we're going to talk about somebody who's been robbed, Ginger.
Because
no offense to Kylie, but if we were doing this whole pin system, Ginger would have won last season. Just saying. So, I don't know. I don't know what's going to happen.
Oh, Jeff left the match and ran off through the crowd and left Matt in the ring.
Isn't that what he did when he left WWE?
Yeah, you're right. He did. You're right.
And that was when Baron Corbin looked back like, where are you going?
I sent you the GIF. He literally just climbed out, almost fell getting over the ramp.
Okay, I'll just tell you right now, though. That's the best part of the whole story was Baron Corbin just looking at him going, where are you going? At that point, what do you do?
I don't even know. Oh, my.
He almost hit that old man in the face. What the fuck is he doing?
I don't know. He almost fell.
Okay, so the first hour of this pay-per-view has been a clusterfuck. Anyway.
Wow.
Okay, let's go back to Matt's podcast because I just thought of something. So apparently the rumor was true that they wanted to do a series of 5 weeks of vignettes where Bray lived at Matt's house. And they were going to have him do chores around the house and have Maxwell yelling at him and tell Rebby have Rebby yell at him saying he's not cleaning the window right. But then at the end of the vignettes, Bray was going to sit down with Matt and be like, I love being here because my family's gone and my house burnt down. And I'm like, why didn't we do this? Apparently Vince hated it.
Sounds right.
That would have been great. A little kid yelling at him and it would have been great. Senior Benjamin trying to teach him how to mow the lawn. Also, can we get back to the broken Matt stuff? Because I'm getting really sick of this whole,
I don't think they're going to.
This is ridiculous. I, for one, want my goddamn broken Matt. Hey, when we met Jeff, though, I did get to say, Brother Nero, I knew you'd come. And he lit up and he loved it. So, you know what?
Well, he's lit up right now, too.
Okay, well, not like that lit up. He was very, he was overcome with joy, not whatever that was.
That opioids.
Or booze.
Or booze. Or both.
That is me. You know what? That's how why I don't want to be drunk around Wyndham, because I'm going to be wasty pants like that. And I don't want that.
That's not just wasted. That's high as a kite. That's not just wasted.
Oh, shit. I just realized. Never mind. What? I have to be careful in Nashville.
With what?
Be careful.
Oh, yeah.
Got to be careful. Oh, shit. Fuck. Anyway.
Not in Kansas anymore.
I'm not in Kansas anymore. But yeah. So anyway, next week, we're going to probably talk about the fallout of whatever this is.
Mm-hmm. For multiple people.
For multiple people. And hopefully by next week, they announce a meet and greet that we like.
That would be nice.
Yeah, that would be nice. Or an impact show. That too, you know,
or both,
something or both or something. Just give us something that we like. Also, we will discuss our predictions for Hell in a Cell. If there's any more matches, I don't know. And we'll probably give our predictions for, oh no, Slammiversary would be the week after. So 2 weeks will be our Slammiversary predictions. And we'll be closer and closer to Nashville. Yay! Exciting. I'm excited. And what else? Jeff Hardy's gonna be doing something. And hey, remember when we were talking about AEW back on their first show and we were like, it's gonna implode?
Uh-huh.
Is this that moment?
It might be.
Oh my God. Is the third eye right again? Which, if the third eye is right again, then Wyndham is not going to AEW, for all you people saying it. He's not.
We'll He's see.
Not. Well, has the third eye been right so far?
It has.
It's been very right on a lot of things. Cody Rhodes leaving. 90% of the Firefly Funhouse match. You know.
True.
I mean, I did have Wyndham leaving, but not in the way that he did leave. Did have him leaving, but you know, I thought it would be more of like a voluntary leaving, not a you've been released leaving. But
right.
Know. Yeah. So anyway, yeah, we'll see what next week brings, but we are one step closer to Nashville and SummerSlam, and also Whitney probably passing out if Cody Rhodes is in her vicinity.
can't relate,
but I told her, uh-huh, I'd be like, if you need somebody to help you, I for one, I'll just be
I
like
will be fine.
Yeah, I'd be like, hi, yeah, this is Whitney, talk, thank you, she's really nervous,
I don't know why. Yeah.
I'd be like, I don't get it. Fuck if I know, but here you go. Have fun. You kids have fun now. Also, they need to announce if they're going to do Access or something.
Yeah.
I don't think they'll do.
They'll probably have a store or something.
I know, which I'm like, good thing all the shirts are ugly lately.
I want an RK Bro shirt.
I just want a cup.
The RK Bro 420. I want that shirt.
RK Bro 420.
Says we just
smoked your ass.
Yeah, I kind of want that.
I don't even know what.
I'm going to bring my Eddie Guerrero jacket and wear it at night.
I'm going to bring my Bray one.
Yeah.
Oh my God. How exciting.
I know, right?
I know. Is it okay, guys? This is totally like Nashville talk, but like, is it going to be hot or cold?
It's going to be hot, but it'll be cool enough at night where if we wore like a tank top, I think we could wear our jackets.
Okay. Because, like, Whitney's like, it's going to be warm, but not as hot as it is there.
And I'm no. Mm-mm. I mean, at night, it'll probably be, like, 60s.
Yeah.
You know, like, we can wear our jackets. We won't die.
Yeah. Okay, guys. That's enough Nashville talk. Maybe we'll have more to talk about next week. But anyway, until next week. Bye.
Bye.